Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Grateful we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. Thank you. I want to apologize for the last segment. My hands are tied. The radio station, in its infinite wisdom, thinks that it's a good idea to have Mr. Big Willie on from 8:05 to 8:20. Say and do pretty much anything that he wants to say and do, and I'm pretty much a captive, a victim. I've got Stockholm Syndrome, I think. But there's nothing I can do about that. And he'll be back on tomorrow after the 8 o'clock news, Mr. Big Willie. Apparently, he's got some sort of a following on social media. I can't imagine what or why, but apparently he does. So you might want to follow him, especially if you're a stalker. I think that would be great. All right, fine. So we were talking about Epstein, and the cover-up continues, and shame on President Trump for covering for all of these monsters, billionaire rapists of little children, and the stuff they did to them is beyond belief. This is Thomas Massie, great congressman, real principled guy who keeps fighting for getting the disclosure for the Epstein files and then bringing charges. The Trump administration, and this is all on President Trump. It's not on his attorney general. It's all on President Trump. He wants this to be a cover-up, continue the cover-up. I have to believe it's to protect Israel because they've got their hooks into him. There's no question about that. And also to protect the CIA because they were up to their eyeballs with Jeffrey Epstein. Unspeakable horrors. All being covered up by President Trump. Absolutely unbelievable. Here's Thomas Massie talking about this issue.
Jeffrey Epstein, who on one hand was dealing with presidents and prime ministers and billionaires and knew how to conduct himself and project power among those folks. And then here he is with these young girls. And I think, you know, for me at that first press conference.
Alongside the women.
With the women, yeah. That was the first time that I met them. And I realized before that I wondered if it was appropriate to call Jeffrey Epstein a pedophile. Maybe he was a sexual deviant. But once I realized that they were 14 and 13, he was a pedophile. That's not an overuse of the word.
And they also tell me they were grateful, most of them were grateful that the millions of documents from the Epstein files have now been released. But then they say nothing. No arrests. No one's been asked to come. None of them have been asked to come in for an interview since the information was published. And as a result, they essentially feel gaslit.
Mm-hmm. Well, people ask me, are you satisfied? Have there been enough documents produced? And my answer to that is I'm not satisfied until the survivors are satisfied. That's my benchmark. And obviously, you know, in my floor speech here in the House of Representatives, I said men need to be perp walked in handcuffs to the jail. And until we see that here in this country, we've seen some of that in other countries, but until we see that here in this country, we don't have a system of justice that's working.
Are you confident you will see that?
I don't know if we're going to see it in this administration.
Well, why do you say that?
Because Pam Bondi has, you know, she's been so against this. I would say from the beginning, but in the beginning, I think she earnestly was ready to release files. And then I think she wasn't in on the joke when they gave her those binders that had nothing in it. Then she found out she looked like a joke and she shot off the angry letter to the FBI. But at some point, somebody got to Pam Bondi and said, it's your job to cover this up.
Do you genuinely believe that? That this is the top lawyer for the administration. That she would be, I mean, do you have any evidence that she's blocking stuff?
Well, absolutely. And she's not just the top lawyer, she's the top law enforcement officer. She happens to be a lawyer, but she's the law enforcement officer. And she's not carrying out this law the way that it's intended.
Somebody got to Pam Bondi. What Thomas Massie, Congressman Thomas Massie, Republican Kentucky, is saying is that President Trump got to Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi answers to the President of the United States, Attorney General. That's the only person who could have gotten to her. Massey is not saying it's President Trump, but he's saying it's President Trump. That's what's going on here. And if you think that these are just horrible rumors about all the terrible stuff that was done, that it couldn't possibly be that hideous, the trafficking of little children, the raping of little children, the torturing of little children, the killing of little children, and cannibalism and everything else that is being uncovered, yes, you heard right, in the Epstein files. If you think, well, that can't possibly be the case, I mean, there must be some good reason. That must be exaggerated. Let me give you some numbers here. Every bank that touched Epstein's money has settled. J.P. Morgan, $290 million. Deutsche Bank, $75 million. Bank of America, $72.5 million. And on and on and on. A number of very important people in government and in business have resigned their powerful positions. Banks that have been connected with the Epstein money have settled for millions, tens of millions of dollars. Why would they do that if nothing happened? Why would they do that if these are just unsubstantiated rumors? This is beyond hideous. Honestly, this is beyond horrible. It is absolutely beyond beyond horrible. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a little bit. This will be your chance to call in or say or do whatever you like. What's going on during Holy Week now in Israel, the West Bank and Gaza and Lebanon is unconscionable. Christians are being killed. They're being driven off of their properties. Different churches, Christian churches, shrines, one is St. Peter, I believe, being destroyed. What is going on right now in Israel by the Israeli government is beyond hideous. It is genocide. Lots and lots of innocent people. Absolutely horrible. And if you're on Twitter, or if you can get on Twitter, you will see the video that I've been talking with you about this morning. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confesses to the Israeli Federal Police that he was secretly running funding Hamas ahead of the October 7 attack so that Gaza, Palestine could be framed for October 7 and destroyed. This is what I had told you about weeks ago, that there's no way on this earth that that attack could have come from Hamas without Israel knowing all about it, especially Mossad. They're right next door. They've got incredible intelligence agencies. There was no way on this earth that they did not know it was coming. No way on this earth. And yet they did nothing to stop it. And I said on the air here, it could only mean one thing, that this was set up. This was a false flag. And now we have, and you can see the video. You can see the interview that Netanyahu gave to the Israeli Federal Police saying that he was running money, tens of millions of dollars through the country of Qatar to Hamas. False flags. Because all of this, Israel is, as I've come to realize very late in the party here, but because these Epstein files, the more that you peel back the onion, the skins of the onion, the more you realize the lie upon lie upon lie that is Israel. It's honestly unbelievable. It is absolutely unbelievable. What is going on now that the media is not covering is a genocide. I don't use that term lightly. The West Bank and South Lebanon. And again, during Holy Week, these are Christians. Many of these people are Christians who are being bombed. Civilians. There's nothing to do with terrorists, Hezbollah, whatever. Israel wants more land. It's all about greater Israel, and they will do anything, including these gangs, these essentially brown shirts, settlers, who are going in and terrorizing and destroying people's lives, their homes. It's horrendous, horrendous, absolutely horrendous stuff. Media is not covering it. There's a lot of censorship in Israel, so it's very difficult to get the word out. Very, very difficult. They've also banned any kind of demonstrations in Israel, the Israeli government. So anybody who is protesting or trying to protest the war, not allowed to do it. This is essentially a near dictatorship. This is a monstrous, monstrous country. And I cannot believe how stupid I was to believe that they had been the victims for so long. We find out now Netanyahu was funding Hamas. And it makes perfect sense because, like I said on my show, there was no way they didn't know that attack was coming. They made a calculated decision that, yes, we're going to allow this attack. We're going to stand down the police and everybody else. And it's going to be hideous. And many innocent Israelis, including little children, are going to die. It's going to be horrible. But that's the excuse we need for the land grab for the greater Israel. And now that ties in with what President Trump had said with his master peace plan for the Middle East, that turn it into a Gaza, into a resort because the ocean and all, or the sea and all that kind of stuff. Now you can see how it's all coming together. And in the process, you've got tens of thousands of innocent civilians being butchered by Israel. By Israel. And Netanyahu's been funding Hamas. Everything's a lie with Israel. Everything's a lie. It's all a lie. Speaking of lies, Donald Trump has been saying that, well, they actually won the war. Just an incursion, and they won the war. And now Iran is going to be suing for peace, and we're going to get things worked out. And we've bombed them, and we've been winning everywhere. In the next breath, President Trump is saying that they worked out a deal where Iran will allow a small number of vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. Iran will allow maybe 10 oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, if Iran is allowing anything through the Strait of Hormuz, does it sound like we're winning? Oh, yeah, we're bombing the hell out of them. But as we learned in World War II and many other places, but especially World War II, the Battle for Britain, no matter what kind of firepower you rain down from the sky, until you get boots on the ground, you don't control that country. You don't. And now there's so many different reports that there are thousands upon thousands of Americans, American servicemen and women, who are being sent over there to go on that Karg Island or whatever the thing is called. This is after we've been bombing the hell out of them, and after a few months ago we destroyed their nuclear capabilities. And President Trump keeps saying, oh yeah, we're going to have a peace settlement negotiations, very positive. Yeah, it's going to happen. Iran is allowing a few vessels to go through the Strait of Hormuz. Does this sound like we're winning to you? Does that sound like we're winning? I don't hear about any Israeli soldiers going over there. They're too busy terrorizing these poor citizens in the West Bank and Gaza and Lebanon, South Lebanon, many of them Christians, destroying churches, destroying Christian shrines. We're dealing with monsters here with the state of Israel. We're dealing with monsters. Read the Epstein files. Read all the billionaire backers of Israel who are in bed with Jeffrey Epstein and the whole thing that's going on there. This is unbelievable. This is absolutely unbelievable. Pat Buchanan warned us about this many years ago when he ran for president, scared the hell out of the Republican Party because he was like another Ross Perot, another Tea Party type. But he was warning us about this a long, long time ago, that Israel essentially controls the American government, and no better example than what's going on right now with Iran. No better example. And for President Trump to be saying, well, yeah, we're winning and peace is at hand and all that kind of stuff. No, we're not. We're in the process of sending thousands of soldiers over there. Iran is allowing some vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. We're fighting Israel's war again, like with Iraq. Like, we're fighting Israel's wars again because Israel controls so much of our government, so many of our politicians. It's heartbreaking. It's pathetic, and the genocide continues against Christians during Holy Week.